Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a 2022 NFL Draft recap for the Las Vegas Raiders, the host of the draft this past few weeks ago. So if you enjoyed this video or the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Check out clips for shows at 100 Football on Instagram. Check out our LinkedIn page, brand new, for another way to check out our top-tier podcast. Over 900 episodes and counting each and every single week, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. So let's get into it. These 2022 Las Vegas Raiders. Up first, they had to wait quite a while to get their first selection. Of course, round three, pick number 90, they went with guard Dylan Parham out of Memphis University. Someone we've talked about here on the show, a good pick out of Memphis. The Raiders needed some help on the offensive line, so there's no surprise that they have went with someone who started over 50 games at college, someone who has a ton of experience, and someone who has good quickness, athleticism, and someone who might not start day one, but someone who is definitely going to be a good backup in the beginning, perhaps, or someone who could definitely be a starter by the end of the season. It would not surprise me either way. The Raiders have had a rough offensive line in recent years, so if someone's struggling, watch out, because here comes Dylan Parham out of Memphis. Round four, pick 122. They went with the national champions running back, Zamir Zeus White. Overall, like I said, Kenyon Drake got injured last year, broke ankle. Josh Jacobs, like I said, he hasn't played in every single game, so they wanted to go with a better running back room. Plus, with Jacobs, you know, we don't know if he's going to be coming back next year or not. He didn't pick up his fifth-year option. So they could be trying to go with someone from the future here. With White, like I said, he ran for a little bit under 900 yards, 11 scores in 15 total games, has really good vision, good patience, something that you like to see. His ability to fight through tackles is top tier. And like I said, he's going to get a fair amount of snaps, I believe, as long as he is solid. And I think that Zeus White, Zamir White, is going to be a good fit for this backfield with the Raiders. Also in round four, pick 126, they went with Neil Farrell, the LSU defensive tackle. A really good standout player for LSU. Like I said, 45 tackles, 9.5 for loss, 2 sacks last year in 12 games. A large, large man, 338 pounds, standing at 6'4". Very aggressive with his tackling, and he has a really good ability to just bull rush people with his size. Like I said, he doesn't have to worry about that. But, like I said, watch out for his weight. He is a little bit bigger, and that is why he slipped into the fourth round. So hopefully he can get all that under control now that he's going to be with some of the best nutritionists in the world and best trainers. So as long as he can maintain a healthy weight, I feel like this could be a sleeper pick for the Vegas Raiders. Round 5, pick 175, they went to Tennessee with defensive tackle Matthew Butler. Good pick, I feel, at this round. 6'4", a little bit under 300 pounds is this young man. Played in 26 games as a starter in total. Led the team in tackles in all of his 3 seasons. He is a very quick guy for 300 pounds. He's got good traits, and I feel like he is definitely going to be able to find a way to get into the pass rushing system for the defensive line for the Las Vegas Raiders this upcoming year as a rookie. So I think that this is someone who is a dependable starter down the road, but maybe will be as a backup or a rotational piece in his first season. But overall, not a bad pick. Then we go to round 7 with pick 238 overall, Thayer Munford, the offensive lineman from the Ohio State University. He started 45 total games at Ohio State, 6'6", 325, a large man, played both guard and tackle in college. His size, his length is already top tier, already up there with the NFL in terms of what you should have for those intangibles. Like I said, the offensive line was rough in recent years for the Raiders. Luckily for Mumford, he allowed just one sack and one quarterback hit this past season in 2021 against really good competition. We all know who Ohio State plays each and every year. So he could be getting geared up for a good role in the NFL as a rookie, and that is really solid for a seventh-round pick. I'm surprised Mumford fell this far. And finally, the last selection the Raiders had, round 7, pick 250 overall. They went again with a running back, Britton Brown, the UCLA product. Late-round choice, pick 250, so obviously one of the later picks in the draft. 6'1", 205, ran for over 600 yards and 7 scores last year for UCLA. And like I said, they're filling up that running back room once again with Drake, with Jacobs, with Brown, and then, of course, the one they selected earlier with Zamir Zeus White. So another running back off taking off the board, not too bad. But if I had to give the Las Vegas Raiders overall a grade for how I feel they did, I will go with an A-. Even though they didn't have a first or a second-round pick, I feel that they got guys who have tremendous value who could definitely help out. I really think the Thayer-Munford pick that was later in the draft in the seventh round could really come and be a surprise to some people. Butler for Tennessee is solid. Farrell, like I said, as long as he can maintain that weight, he'll be a good running back. We already know what Zeus White can do, so I think that's going to help out the running back room as well. And as for Parham, like I said, their first pick, I expect him to get some big minutes in his first season. But overall, like I said, A- for the Raiders. I feel like they did a great job with the picks they had. Only 6 overall, but they made the most of it. So that's why I'm giving them an A- for my grade. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. I want to hear your opinions. What do you give the Las Vegas Raiders draft class in 2022? Love to talk with you more about it in our comments on Facebook and YouTube. And of course, you can hear us all and listen to us with our podcast available anywhere listed podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, anywhere you name it. You can find us and listen to some amazing, high quality production with interviews, legends talks, history specials, pro player profiles, team specials, anything and everything football related. You can find it here on the channel, on Facebook and YouTube, over 1,000 episodes apiece, and on our podcast, over 900 episodes and counting each and every single week. Once again, we thank you all for the continued love and support. We can't do any of this without you, our fans. Like I said, I've been your host today, Logan Lanners, talking about the Las Vegas Raiders 2022 NFL Draft Recap. We will talk to you again on another live episode of 100 Yards of Football. Stay safe. We'll talk to you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.